In the year 2086, nanotechnology had evolved into a marvel beyond imagination. At the forefront of this technological revolution were nanovored cells, microscopic machines, capable of fabricating matter at the atomic level. Imagine a world where buildings could be constructed atom by atom, and food could be synthesized from base elements. This breakthrough transformed industries, paving the way for sustainable, resource-efficient civilizations. In this era, Freya Thompson's brilliance found new avenues of exploration. She harnessed nanotechnology to enhance the capabilities of the Mequavis, allowing for unprecedented precision and detail in the simulated multiverse. With the power of nanoforged cells, Freya could manipulate quantum scenarios on a scale previously inconceivable. The synergy between nanotech and virtualized simulations unlocked a realm of possibilities for scientific inquiry. Might be that there's a million that are main video and in the 20th century that are the national assets, and they saw in it the means to revolutionize not only scientific discovery but also the very fabric of human existence. Under their guidance, Freya's work flourished, blurring the lines between reality and simulation. Yet, as with any great leap forward, controversy and skepticism followed. The critics' voice concerns about the ethical implications of nanotechnology, fearing unintended consequences and potential misuse. And the debates mirrored those of earlier eras, echoing the caution surrounding past technological revolutions. And in this age of balanced potential, humanity stood at a precipice. With the power of nanotechnology and the Mequavis, they held the keys to shape the course of their existence, traversing realms both physical and virtual.